That's all I have, thank you. We begin this service with the reading of the Epiphany Scripture lesson on the back of your bulletin, and then later the Gospel lesson, the baptism. So please turn to the back of your bulletin, the Epiphany Scripture lesson, Matthew chapter 2, the Magi, the Star, and the Child. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, Thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a ruler that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Epiphany hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, hymn 394. We stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Jesus, Lord, to thee we raise
151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take the insert for the baptism of our Lord and chant the introit.
Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord says to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make nations your heritage. Almighty God and Father,
66.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 29 in the front of our hymnals, responsively by whole verse.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. And strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry, "Glory!" May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For the one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin, and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. When he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Sing him for a while. You may be seated.
True joy is there in thy name, my Lord.
Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved in our Lord, we are in the midst of the blessed Epiphany season, which is all about light and life. Today, as we consider two aspects of the Epiphany season, we know that Epiphany in the church year began on January 6th, this last week, with the proclamation of the Magi saying, "We've seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." And we'll begin this morning by looking at that event, the Epiphany of our Lord. The second great event of Epiphany is the gospel lesson today, the baptism of our Lord, when the Father's voice says, "This is my Son. I am pleased in him. Listen to him." The third part of the Epiphany season is Jesus showing his glory when he changed water to wine at the wedding in Cana. And the Epiphany season comes to its culmination on Transfiguration Sunday, which this year is on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Jesus shining in glory on the mountain like the sun. The same Father's voice says, "This is my Son, listen to him." There with Moses and Elijah, Peter, James, and John, shining in glory. The Epiphany season is a great time to talk about the mission of the church, the light of Christ for all the nations. Christmas Eve is all about Jesus, the King of the Jews, proclaimed by angels to Jewish shepherds, to the humble Jewish peasants, Mary and Joseph. Jesus is the King of the Jews. With the Magi coming at some point later, we see that he's also the light for the Gentile nations. He is the King of the Jews and the light of the Gentile nations as we sing in the Nunc Dimittis. So today, I pray that you have light and life in the midst of death and darkness as we enter 2021 and this new year. And so let us first of all consider the light of Christ in his Epiphany. Then we consider the life of Jesus in his baptism. And then lastly, we look at what this means in our daily life, this baptismal identity, that we have light and life because we are baptized in the triune name. So we begin with the light of Christ, the Epiphany of our Lord from Matthew chapter 2, the Magi, the star, and the child. Jesus, of course, on Christmas night was born in Bethlehem in Judea. Proclaimed by the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, the King is born, the King of the Jews." He was of the royal line of David, Jesse, David, Solomon. Herod had been put in power by the Romans, and he was an Edomite. So when the Magi come and say, "Where is the one born King of the Jews?" he is threatened by this. He ultimately wants to destroy this child. The Magi who come saying, "We've seen his star in the east," whether they came from Babylon or Persia, were highly educated men, wise in philosophy and history and theology, and they were even astronomers. And because of the Babylonian captivity and they had a library there, it's very likely that they also had a copy of the Torah and the books of the Old Testament. These mighty magi know something that the people in Jerusalem don't grasp. They know when this special star appeared in the east and they followed it across the desert. This star is leading us to God in human flesh. The reason they first come to Jerusalem was the capital city. They assumed that's where the king would be. Bethlehem's only about 2 miles south of Jerusalem. So the star would have guided them, and they went to Jerusalem. So they come in, this great entourage. Where is the one born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east. We've come to worship him. All of Jerusalem was upset because of the wickedness of Herod. Just read the writings of Josephus of how evil this man was. But God's purposes were still going to come to its completion. He wants to know where the Christ is going to be born. So the scribes take out the book of Micah and find where it's written in Micah, "There the ruler of Israel shall be born in Bethlehem." And so he says, "I'll go and worship him too." Of course, he was lying. But They knew it's now time to go to see the king. They rejoice with exceeding great joy because the star reappears. This is a miraculous star that can move across the sky, settle over the house and the place where Mary and Jesus were. This was at some point later than Christmas night. We don't know exactly when. They're not in the stable anymore. They're in the house. Jesus seems to be a little bit older. When they had ascertained, when Herod had ascertained from them that the star had appeared about 2 years before, and thus he would kill all the babies under 2 years old in Bethlehem, 2 years ago this star had appeared. And so now they show up at some point after Jesus has been born. And they come into the house with expectation. They have made a trip of 1,000 miles, and to the astonishment of this humble family, they fall down before him and worship him. Astounding. In this little baby, they recognize that God has visited earth. In this young child, they bow down and they worship him. Here you see the deity and humanity of Christ. He's a child, but he's also God. This great mystery that we call the incarnation. And you know, the church has always seen in their treasures and their gifts the threefold office of Jesus as prophet, priest, and king. They give him gold, which is fitting for the royal king. The eternal king receives gold. They give him frankincense for him as a priest. You see, when the priest would go into the temple and offer prayers, he would light the incense. And when the people smelled the fragrance of the incense, they knew the priest is praying for us. The fragrance was going up like the prayers. Jesus is our high priest. He offers himself, the aroma of himself, as the fragrance of our intercession. He is the royal king to whom is given gold. And as a prophet, he receives myrrh. When Jesus was born, she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. And now these wise men bring myrrh. When Jesus was crucified, that same Mary saw Jesus wrapped in a linen cloth and laid on the stone slab of the tomb. And what do they bring? Myrrh, just like the wise men. Myrrh connects his glorious birth with his death and his resurrection. We proclaim to all the world this light. Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. And we fall down here and worship him and receive his gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And the reason why there's often three kings pictured is because of the three gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. That's the light of Jesus for all the nations. Then we consider the life that we have because of the baptism of our Lord, the gospel lesson this morning. John the Baptist, the great forerunner of the Christ, we knew all about him during the Advent season. We know all about Jesus, the King of the Jews. He was proclaimed by John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. John, of course, was born from the priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth in their old age. John could have been a priest, but he was a prophet proclaiming in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. John was in the wilderness, the desert, which is a symbol of our dry spiritual condition without God. He wore rough clothes of camel's hair and a leather belt and ate locusts and wild honey. Showing how little we really need. What we really need is the bread of the Word of God. And he proclaimed a baptism of repentance. People were confessing their sins for the forgiveness of sins. There's a reason why we began the divine service confessing our sins, hearing of the forgiveness and absolution of Christ, coming to repentance, having our sins forgiven, and being renewed. This is where we find life, confessing our sins, clinging to Christ and his merits, and receiving forgiveness of sins, as we too are baptized in the triune name. And when Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River, God is always appearing over water, and all three persons of the Trinity are here, as they are throughout the entire Bible. At creation, in the Genesis account this morning, at creation, when the Father was there and created everything through the Word, the Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters. It was through the waters that the Israelites went through the Red Sea and the Jordan River to come to the promised land. Here, Jesus in the water, all three persons of the Trinity are manifest. First person of the Trinity, the Father. The heavens are opened, a voice from heaven, the Father in heaven who speaks here and also speaks at the Transfiguration, the booming, loud voice of the Father. The heavens are opened, and the Father's voice is now going to point us to His Son. We need to listen to the Father as we consider the second person of the Trinity. If you're out somewhere asking directions, and someone says, go that way, and you go that way, it's your own fault you got lost. He told you to go that way. The Father says, look there if you want to know me. Look to Jesus. But people go the other way, it's their own fault that they're lost. Because that's where Christ, the Father, points us to. Christ. The Father's voice now points us to Jesus. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is 6 months younger than John according to his human nature. He came after John as the son of Mary. But he is mightier than John because Jesus is the Son of God in eternity before he ever was born the son of Mary. He's a man. He's wearing sandals on his feet. But he is mighty. He is God. He is the second Adam standing in that water. Why was Jesus baptized? To fulfill all righteousness. He had no sin. He went into the waters with our sin as the second Adam, coming to undo the curse of the first Adam, and he comes out of the water giving us his righteousness. That's why he was baptized as the second Adam in our place. There in the water, he hears the Father say, you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. If the Father says Jesus is the beloved Son, then he makes us his beloved too. If the Father says he is well pleased in the Son, we are also well pleased to hear the word of the Son of God. And the third person of the Trinity is there. Being baptized, the Holy Spirit descends like a dove, resting on him. The Spirit again coming down over the water. Just like at the end of the flood, when Noah sends out the dove, and the dove comes back with an olive branch, a symbol of peace. Here the Holy Spirit comes down upon the waters at the baptism like a dove, showing that the Holy Spirit brings us peace. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The life that we have is found in Jesus, the second Adam, baptized. The light that we have is Jesus proclaimed by the Magi. The question for you and me then is, how does this affect the baptismal identity and vocation of our daily life? This is explained in a mighty way by Paul in the book of Romans this morning. First of all, he lays the groundwork about our baptismal identity in Christ Jesus through his death, his burial, and his resurrection done once for all. Did you hear that? Once for all. All. The Passover Paschal Lamb has been sacrificed. All the Old Testament sacrifices come to their fulfillment in Christ. And now that he has been sacrificed, no one else can or should make sacrifice for our sin. He was sacrificed once for all of mankind. The atoning sacrifice of Christ redeems us by his blood, through whom the world is declared forgiven and righteous by God the Father, and all who believe then are justified by grace through faith in this once for all sacrifice of Christ, who was buried and was raised, and Paul says, has eternal glory and power and dominion, his life in God the Father. But for you and me, Paul then says,
that because you are baptized, because of your baptismal identity, when you get up in the morning, you're not relying on your own strength. When you get up in the morning, you can say, I am a baptized Christian. That is who I am. Today, therefore, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will turn from sin, continue in grace, and be united with Jesus. I, you, me, have a mystical union with Jesus. In our baptism, we are united with his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We are already seated with him at the right hand of God, and we will appear with him when he comes in glory. Therefore, we can crucify the old self, which is called the old Adam, and walk in newness of life, St. Paul said. Each day the new man drowns the old Adam and walks in newness of life. He says, we have been set free from sin. We live with him. Consider yourselves to be alive to God in Christ Jesus. So my friends, in conclusion, now that we're beginning this new year, Jesus is your eternal life. Jesus is your baptismal life. During this season of Epiphany, along with our fellow Jewish and Gentile Christians, let us walk in the baptismal life of the Son of God, the eternal light of all the nations, and the King of the Jews. You need life, not death. You need light, not darkness. Do you want light and life? Dwell in Jesus, in his word and sacrament, in 2021, to have light and life. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and confess the Nicene Creed on page 158.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayer of the Church.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O Lord, through the grace of your Holy Spirit during this Epiphany season, pour the gifts of love, light, and life into the hearts of your faithful people. As we enter this new year, give your servants health, both of mind and body, that we may love you with our whole heart and with our whole strength, perform those things that are pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, you're the great physician of soul and body. We ask that you would restore the strength of those in need of healing, mercy, and protection. Pastor Myron Maltz, Delaine Compton, Miranda Wente and her unborn child, Candy Darmody, and all who are in need of your mercy and protection. Deal compassionately with these your servants, Lord, in your mercy.
Sure.
Grant, O Lord, in 2021, 2021 that you bless our church, early child care center, campus ministry, and protect us from all danger by your holy angels. May your abiding presence this year guide us and our boards and councils and all the ministries of this congregation by your word in the paths of wisdom and righteousness. And may your angels watch over us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask that you bring the coronavirus and the panic and fear to an end. Grant, O Lord, that you grant healing and strength and guidance to doctors and medical personnel in our country, nation, and world, that we may continue to proclaim the gospel in the midst of distress and affliction. Lord, in your mercy,
hear.
Eternal Lord, you are ruler of all. Graciously regard those newly elected in the government and set in positions of authority among us. May they be high in purpose and wise in counsel and firm in good resolution. Also be with those who continue to serve in the military, that they would be unwavering in their duty. Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Kevin Stevenson, and Ricardo Batonga, Doug Jupe, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, and all who serve, that we may be governed quietly and peaceably. Lord, in your mercy. In holy baptism, O Lord, you give grace to the humble, and grant us true humility after the likeness of your Son, Jesus. And this week, may you bless Zeke Hartman, Tammy Vogt, Luke Fazgold, Logan Maltz, Brandon Barefoot, and Griffin Marshall, Susan Wilson, Greg Haxton, and Bill Eby. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the mission work in Nairobi, Kenya, of Krista and Joel Young, as they serve as coordinators in Eastern and Southern Africa, long-term and short-term volunteer missionaries. Bless them and their medical mission teams as they bring forth the gospel in these two African regions. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As the voluntaries play, please fill out the ritual friendship sheet to put in the basket as you leave and your offerings at the door. You may be seated. Continue with the offertory, page 159. We stand to sing.
Congregation, please turn to page 272 along with the confirmand. Page 272, as you follow along in the order of confirmation. Gabriel William Stecker went through all of his instruction in Colorado before moving here and is now confirmed in the Lutheran Christian faith today. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith, according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before man, I will also confess before my Father, who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before man, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your heart, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?"
"Yes, I do."
"Do you renounce the devil?"
"Yes, I renounce him."
"Do you renounce all his works?"
"Yes, I renounce them."
"Do you renounce all his ways?"
"Yes, I renounce them."
"Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?"
"Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth."
"Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?"
"Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead."
"Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?"
"Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting."
"Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?"
"I do."
"Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the scriptures as you learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true?"
"I do."
"Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?"
"I do, by the grace of God."
"Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?"
"I do, by the grace of God."
"Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession in church and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?"
"I do, by the grace of God."
"We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to the completion, bring it to completion, at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen." Amen. Gabriel William Stecker. "The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all of your sins, strengthening you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen." Confirmation verse, Ephesians 2, 8, 9. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing this son to the knowledge of your son, Gabriel William Stecker. In our Savior Jesus Christ, you enable him both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, he may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of everlasting, the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew and give the gift of your Holy Spirit, that he may live in daily contrition and repentance with the faith that ever clings to his Savior. Deliver him from the power of Satan. Preserve him from false and dangerous doctrines, that he may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen him to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable him to find joy and comfort only in him, learning from this sacrament to love you and his neighbor and to bear the cross with patience and joy to the day of the resurrection of his body, to life immortal, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gabriel William Stecker, peace be with you. Amen. Service of the Sacrament, page 160, we stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Let us sing the canticle, Thank the Lord, page 164. We stand to sing.
Upon you with favor and give you peace.